Thank you for tuning in to the Nashville Stand-Up Radio Show. I'm Chad Ryden, America's favorite comedian of all time. This week, we've got stand-up comedy clips from Pat Dixon, Roy Wood Jr., and Landon Lyon, plus a song from Carla Rhodes and a special guest set from the NashvilleStandup.com robot, the Announcetron 4000 Automated Entertainment Solution. One of our sponsors, Colonel Parker, comes by for a visit. Ryan Williams reviews Elizabethtown, and we have an Iron Comic competition between Justin T. and Rob Haynes. It's a very funny show, which I'm sure it will inspire you to send us money and naked pictures of yourself. Unfortunately, there were a few problems with the show. First of all, it sounds like we recorded it underwater, and nobody thought to actually start recording the show when it was first being broadcast, which is kind of critical if you're planning on podcasting it later. Hindsight's 2020, people. Let's not judge, all right? So that's the reason this show starts with unfunny crap from me instead of that normal unfunny crap you hear live. Just imagine half a dozen white losers beatboxing, scatting, and moaning hooty-hoo, and you'll fully understand why people are tuning out and unsubscribing in droves. Honestly, we apologize, and I promise, by the power of Grayskull, these shows will get better. Someday, just not today. We'll join the show with Nashville-based comedians Jesse Perry, Ryan Williams, Justin T., Rob Haynes, and myself, Chad Ryden, America's favorite comedian of all time, discussing the Family Circus cartoon of the day. That's right, we're about 10 minutes into the show, and we've already completely run out of ideas. And now here we join our show, already in progress. Enjoy.
Everybody knows that the Saturday edition is the funniest.
Those lovable scamps with their kids and they're not me.
It's the best of. And we've got a little classic after this. This is the little, let's call him Billy. I think it's Billy.
Is there a Tommy in there too?
There's a TJ.
You guys have never read The Family Circus, have you?
PJ's the baby.
PJ,
okay. I think. But Billy goes...
He's always the one I'm wondering what's going to do next.
Okay. They're all sitting around as a family, and the kid says, get this. Here's our bailiff. This is great.
No.
After the comics, will you read us the coupons?
Oh! Billy's gay!
Can they get away with
that's
that?
That's cute.
Yeah, they can.
They get
can.
Away
clearly.
With that?
Yeah.
I think the question is, are they reading themselves? Like, is this some kind of weird Mobius strip?
Oh, it's
that Mobius strip. Who's with me?
I love reading the Mobius strip. They're hilarious.
It's very elliptical.
Don't go to the Mobius strip club.
We are witty.
Mobius strip club,
where all the boobs bleed into one another.
It's never home of the never-ending lap dance.
There is a joke to be had about bleeding into one another, but I just couldn't get the fat off my shoulder.
You're listening to xradio.biz, Nashville Music City,
where we bleed all over each other.
By the way, we also, if you want to call in, please call us at, our phones aren't working, so please call 1-877-XRADIO-8 and let us know how we can fix it.
Wonderful.
How's everybody's weekend?
Mine is good so far.
Everybody
we
has a good
we bought a new cat.
Just
7 wasn't enough.
Well, no, our cats keep dying on us. Thanks.
Good.
Thanks, non-feely Magoo over there. Some of us can't have a baby. Can't just throw one out like that.
Well, my friend, if you can't keep cats alive, I would suggest not procreating, all right?
We bought a little kitty, and we just brought it home, and it's got stitches in its belly, so it's got to wear a little collar.
Oh.
Could she just die?
So health-wise, it's already starting a little bit behind.
Yeah, we figure that's good, though. It's a fighter, you know.
That's a shame.
What have you named it?
I'm sorry?
What have you named it?
We're calling it October so far.
October.
So far. Well, it was, you know, they give them a name when you're at the shelter, and the name that they gave them wasn't very cool at all.
It's always gay.
So,
what was the name that they gave them?
Faggy Magoo.
So, that's kind of mean, actually.
I know, and that's the thing. I don't want to be out on my front porch going, Faggy Magoo!
Right. Well, that's not very good marketing either. Hey, do you want to adopt Faggy Magoo? No, I don't.
Poor,
thanks.
They love him down on
West
End.
Poor Faggy. Poor Faggy the cat.
During my
not that there's anything wrong with
the cat.
On cats in general.
There it is if it's gay.
We named it October.
Wait,
because my...
progressive thinking from Mr. Jesse Bear.
I went through that whole goth period where, you know, I'm...
Where you shaved your cat.
Yeah. Tattoos. No, but when I was a kid, I wanted to name... If I have a daughter, I should name her October. Especially if she's born in October. And my wife... hits me a lot. So we're not naming any babies we have that, so we're named damn cat October.
I have one question. Why did you purchase said cat? Like, cats are free.
Yeah.
Well,
readily available.
Yeah. I've got four on me.
But this one, but his pockets are full of kitty.
Plus, you know, but the one, when you buy it at the store, it doesn't have AIDS.
Well, that's true. It's
AIDS.
Have you heard about the feline AIDS?
Yes.
No one wants mine. No,
kids, have you heard of this? It's crazy.
They're sharing needles and...
Yeah.
I blame it on the gay cats, really.
No. It's a conspiracy. The dogs put it out is what the dogs invented. And they're spreading it around just to minimize cat.
Keep down the black community.
Meow.
Jesse actually has an impression. Maybe he'll do it for us. It is a gay cat.
A gay cat.
Meow, meow.
A gay southern cat.
I'm going to scratch at you and eat your kibbles.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not a big cat fan. I think that, I like cats okay, but I think guys that own cats, there's only two types of people that are guys that own cats. One is you're obviously gay or an evil genius.
Yeah, well.
I think, which one are you, Ryan?
Actually, oddly enough, I think,
have you seen his website?
I am a gay evil genius is what I am.
I was about to say, I'd say that not all evil geniuses are straight.
That's absolutely true.
You know?
I'd say the majority of them.
Got to be there.
Well, yeah, there you have it. I'd say that most evil geniuses are probably gay.
The best ones are.
Well, now, why would you think that?
Because Dr. No scares me, okay? And entices me at the same time.
Well,
why have I become a token gay comic on the show?
Too late, you're branded.
I'm married. Yeah,
go with it.
You are the Mario Cantone of Nashville Standard.
No. Ryan's got jokes. Because I'm a catty bitch.
We are all catty bitch. Meow.
Unsuccessful me hiding in a radio booth.
I was the one who ordered the milk over here, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Hanging out.
Come out with me to the
letting our little balls of rage grow.
Well done.
Now, last night, I had the privilege, along with Mr. Sauce and local comic
Dr. Sauce,
Billy Wayne Davis.
Who
don't call him BW, for God's sakes. Heaven forbid.
He's Hollywood now.
Yeah.
Is that really? Is that the word we're referring to now?
But check out his website, bwdavis.com.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. But,
think it out.
We got to go see the premiere for the wonderful show on TLC, Tuckerville.
Oh! Tuckerville, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Starting tonight at 10 p.m. Look for me, Jesse, and Joe Southard appearing in episodes 3 and 4.
And Chad Ryden as well.
Chad Ryden as well.
We are in the, this has been confirmed that we are in the episodes.
Yeah. Well, we're in episodes 3 and 4?
I was told that I'm in 3 and 4.
We're completely edited out.
So we're probably in 3.
I'm not getting enough vitamin M in my diet.
It's true. We went down there.
Tanya
Tucker's house, and we filmed a little episode for that.
You know, Elvis had a nickname for her. Tanya.
So
I'm glad we bleeped that out. So, we were at the premiere party last night at the Wild Horse Saloon here in Nashville, and it is fantastic. It was a fantastic party.
That was beautiful.
I thought you meant the episode.
The food was outstanding.
Who gives a crap about the show? The catering was incredible.
It was a great spread.
And now we know who the Mario Cantone really is.
Thanks to TLC for the free booze, the free food. But while I was there, I got to see probably the most amazing musical act of our time.
Yeah.
It is a group straight out of Locash. It's not CB4. It is actually a group known as the Locash Cowboys.
It's every cowboy I've ever met in my life.
They are amazing.
Really?
It's
You're not saying this with irony and cynicism?
Oh, of course I am. They're awful.
Are you familiar with the term splendiferous?
Yes. On the CD that I'm holding up here, you can see their silhouettes holding up proud
hand
gestures.
Yeah.
Put it this way.
Those middle fingers in the air?
It's like one of the guys was
wearing... Are they waving them like they just don't care?
Have you ever seen hip-hop line dancing?
Yeah, I have been to Silverado, you know.
It's an absolute treat.
Yeah, I've been to Christmas at Grandma's.
the two main guys, I guess they're brothers, these two midgets. I don't think they're midgets, but...
That's not even a political term. Dwarfs is the accepted.
They're little people.
You
can't even call them dwarfs.
I believe the appropriate term is creepy.
I heard them called the short ass cowboys while I was there.
Oh, all right.
They wear the hat and they do the whole pop country thing. So they've got like do rags under their cowboy hats.
Oh, they are down with the streets.
And it's like, you know, I'm a cowboy now, but deep down I want to be a pirate. You know. And it's just, and the music's awful. It's just horrible. But I have some music here that I would love to play.
Well, let's play it.
Please.
What's going to happen?
Wow. It's a track. No, these guys are clearly homosexual. I'm at their website.
Yeah, the best way to describe their stage, it's like Hickendales or Brokeback Mountain Live. That's the best way to put it.
They're the pretty kind of cowboys where their rough and tough clothes match.
Because you can't spell the word cowboy without... two dudes butt banging. Am I right there?
One guy's wearing it. On their website, the picture is they're both wearing their little hats, and it's well lit. One of them's got the inverted Hitler.
Facial
hair on his bottom lip.
I thought that was a sexual
position.
It's
called the Floda. It's Adolf backwards. The Floda.
Right.
That's the reverse Hitler.
Gayest facial hair of 1997.
Yes.
But he's sporting it. And then and he's flexing.
It's like country meets color me bad.
He's flexing.
Country
and
me
he's
bad.
Wearing a wife beater.
There's nothing
wrong. A black guy in Color Me Bad. There's no way these guys.
Yeah. It's cool that they're comfortable enough with their gayness to post that picture.
I have their CD. They were giving them out. And I love because they're the low-cash cowboys, and they'll be low on cash soon. That's what I'm thinking.
Prophetical, really.
But I would like to play a track. Yeah. I only got to hear this live, so this may not equal... the live version, much like Frampton. Low cash comes alive.
While we're setting this up, folks, please move your chairs and couches out of the way, Bill Cosby style, because we're going to...
Yeah.
And please get down to the music.
Now, I want you to play song 7. Song 7. It is a song called Hot Little Cutie Pie Sexy Thing.
Oh, I love
it. All one word.
All one word, no spaces?
Yeah.
No hyphens?
Hot little...
What about an underscore?
No, nary a hyphen. So we're going to play this only on xradio.biz, National Music City.
It's not going to hear anywhere else.
Hot little cutie pie sexy thing.
Sauce?
Yes.
That's good.
It's not me doing it. Hey, I hear you sucking.
This is a hello.
This is something.
This invented a dance called the poo step.
Alright.
All right.
We don't have to hear the whole damn thing.
Oh, thank God.
Do you guys...
stupid little gay cowboy thing!
Do you guys remember the band from Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah. Yes.
Imagine that, but gay.
And half naked, oiled up with cowboy hats on.
National Stand Up, the most homophobic group of comics.
You know? Yeah.
We are not!
That is not true.
We won't even touch our own penis.
As soon as we met Rob, we said, let's accept him and let's include him and let's make him part of what we do. So,
hugs for hot sauce. Come on. Really.
You know what I love the most is Shelly wanted to hear. She couldn't hear it out in the studio audience, so I let her borrow my headphones to hear it. She put it on. 5 seconds. Took it off.
That's all you need.
It's like, thanks. That's enough.
I'm honestly surprised that there are 8 songs.
I made
on
a mistake. I'm sorry. I didn't want to listen to this.
Like it would seem like the producer was like,
I can't take it.
No.
I
mean,
I hope they produce this themselves.
I hope that one of the 8 songs is a remix of one of the 7 other songs.
Yeah. Please tell me their version of Walk This Way is on that, because that...
That's one thing I noticed in country music. The only rock songs that exist are Sweet Home Alabama, Walk This Way, and Hard to Handle. Oh, and Me and Bobby McGee.
Yeah.
After that, if you're a female country artist, after that, no rock music exists. You're never going to hear the MC5 covered. No.
Hey, y'all, let's kick out the jams. Kick out the jams, hey, Baylors.
Oh, man. So, do we have any comedy?
Nope. Not a word.
Full of it.
Well, actually, later on, we are going to be reading some columns from Mangy Dog, some stuff that we've done.
Oh, MangyDog.com?
Oh, well, I'm a huge fan of that site. It's a great site. And we encourage the people listening to the show right now, while you're listening, minimize the window and go and check out our websites, NashvilleStandUp.com.
That one's good.
MangyDog.com, join the forum.
Could you go back and say that a little bit more sexier next time? Minimize the window.
Minimize the window. Hey, baby, you want to minimize the window? Roll the window down without totally closing it, because then the show stops.
You know what occurred to me early this morning? We might not have phones. And, Jesse, what is our phone number again?
1-877-X-RADIO-8.
So please, call in if, as usual, you can help us fix the phone.
Oh, it's always better when I tell that joke.
I know it is. You know what?
Ryan Williams.
Here's the thing that I was thinking of, though. We have the intranet. And I'm sure if you were to give if you were to give one of the Mangy Dog and or ChadRyden.com email addresses, then people could email us anything they wanted to right now.
That's true. You can email radio@NashvilleStandUp.com and we'll get it.
There you have it, and that's what we're looking for.
Right. Please email us any questions that you may have to radio@NashvilleStandUp.com. Any questions? That you might want to...
That was just rude.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody give it one time. I've ruined... Jesse, pure class pair.
Yeah, yeah. Teach me more, you debonair playboys.
More martinis, good sirs.
Yes, please.
Oh, brother. So, yeah, let's all chip in and get Rob some PBR.
So go ahead, write us if you're listening. Last week we had something like 15 million people listening.
Close.
15.
15 people.
At one point,
neither of you are funny. We had... And I was 15,352.
Well,
that might be, who knows what that number means.
Yeah, that's,
it could be like 4 guys just clicking over and over because they feel bad for it. Yeah. Hell, it might have been us clicking.
It probably was.
But
there are 4 of us.
We're good.
That's true.
We got fast right wrists.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's good.
I got to tell you, the newspaper has some incredible... Here's a funny little story I read in the newspaper.
You read?
Only on Saturday. Okay. And I just want to read the first paragraph here. The stuff always cracks me up. Patricia Smith brought a thick folder containing medical records to her 10-care appeal hearing yesterday, prepared to make her case for remaining on the program in a category reserved for women with breast and cervical cancer. People, you can't make that up. And
I'm glad you brought that paper in, because that was great.
Thank you. Oh, what's
nothing funnier than cervical cancer?
I got a quick news bit.
Except maybe brain cancer.
Brain cancer. Well, you guys know the big Powerball.
Oh, yes.
The Powerball's won. It was up to $340 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gone. It's now back to 15. And I was watching on a news broadcast about how they were talking about other frequent Powerball winners and how their lives have changed.
Right.
And the guy who won previous to that, his granddaughter OD'd and died.
Good.
He's been arrested.
Less to share.
He's been arrested multiple times for drunk driving, and he even tried.
So he's cool.
Threatened to kill a bartender at the time. And they
I can buy and sell you people.
Hold on. Who hasn't threatened to kill a bartender at what time?
I have to admit, Swayze won the Powerball.
You know, actually, my nickname in college was Powerballs. It's true.
And it had nothing to do with the lottery.
Nope,
yeah. Sure didn't. They were just mighty.
It was more about your genitals, wasn't it, Chad?
No.
Really?
Wow. Well, then that nickname leaves me stumped. What the hell?
Okay. What I like the most about is they were telling you, be careful if you win this amount of money, because it's totally going to change your life. And I was thinking, these people were probably already messed up before they won the lottery. And if I won the lottery, I wouldn't change. Nothing about me would change. If I won $340 million, nothing about me would change. I only have one dream. My only one dream, when I won the lottery, I want to have a sand volleyball court. Mm. And in replace of sand, I want cocaine.
Wow.
Pure cocaine. A coke volleyball court. And for the net, I'd like thongs from hookers that I've killed. That's all.
You are a bold, progressive thinker that terrifies me. Justin T, ladies and gentlemen.
You could like pay Tom Cruise and Iceman to come and play volleyball. Kenny Loggins is spinning a yarn.
Kenny Loggins. Now let's talk about Kenny Loggins.
Can we say the king of mediocrity?
The mediocre 80s soundtrack.
Not just mediocre. Meet me halfway. I'm all right. He's totally maudlin.
Footloose. Danger Zone.
He's a good man.
There was a
where would we be without?
There was a song with Kenny Loggins and Steve Perry.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and Steve Perry, and they're both trying to have like a high pitched sing off at the very end of the song.
Oh wow.
Like,
mm.
When that kind of contest happens, America wins.
And dogs explode.
That'll happen. Kenny Loggins, everybody.
Kenny Loggins. That's good logging.
He's the king of mediocrity. That's it. Meet me halfway. I'm all right.
Let's make do.
Seriously, he's such a mediocre.
I'm all right. Yes. Meet me halfway.
Whatever.
Maybe you could pump it up a little bit, Kenny. How about I'm great? Nah, not today.
Oh, man, no.
I'm all right.
That's the highways of danger zone.
Ah, they only had the internet in 1988.
That's not how the logging
it would
goes.
Be good.
And who makes medium salsa? How do they know it's not that hot? Maybe Kenny Loggins is the guy who tested. Hi-oh! Oh!
We are slashing and burning.
Wow.
More burning than slashing.
Kind of.
We're slashing with our edge.
Yeah.
We're my jacket has got little pads in the shoulders.
That is so extreme, man.
I am the funniest comic in 1987, ladies and gentlemen.
Ah, yes. Thank you very much. We got it with us in the studio, running the boards, is former booker, the great Terry Farris.
Hello, everybody. How is everybody? You're all looking fantastic. Let me hear you. How you doing?
Now, Terry, you used to be.
I said, how you doing?
We're doing great, Terry.
That's woo! Great. You guys look fantastic.
Now, Terry was a longtime MC for 24 years in the Northern California area.
That's true.
You did dinner theater.
A little bit of dinner theater. A lot of showmanship theater is what we like to call it.
Oh, really? Show theater?
Show theater, because sometimes it wasn't really theater, and it wasn't really dinner. It was just us having a good time with the audience. You guys like to have a good time?
Yeah. Sure do, man.
I know you do. You look fantastic about it. Hey, what is the deal with the weather down here anyway?
Oh, man, I don't know. It's very, it's muggy.
It is, and it's in the South, so instead of an egg, I actually fried a Spanish omelet on the sidewalk. Hi-oh! Oh, my God. I was driving on the way down here. I got to tell you this. This is hilarious. And I had a little thing in my car, and it started going, Gary Berghoff is here. Gary Berghoff is here. It was my radar detector. Hey-o! You guys are fantastic. I'm sorry, Jesse. You were talking to me about something.
Oh, no. You talk.
I'm starting
talk.
To hate this show.
Oh. Well, Terry,
sorry to be a wet blanket.
Did I,
Boy, you sure are in a bad mood over there.
Yeah.
Someone needs to get happy.
You guys want to play some stand-up?
Am I supposed to be this frightened?
Sure.
Let's play some stand-up.
Let's kick it old school like some old fools.
What track am I playing?
Let's start with track number one. This is Pat Dixon.
Oh, Pat Dixon. Very funny man.
This guy's love good. This guy. Can't go wrong.
On xradio.biz.
Nashville Music City.
A lot of people say when kids misbehave, you should hit them. And I say, you know, why wait till they misbehave? I'm angry now. People say timeout doesn't work. I think that timeout can work if it's for the right amount of time, like 4 days. I'm amazed by anybody who has kids intentionally, man. You gotta teach them right from wrong and everything, and that's, I guess that's the whole essence behind punishment, and it's hard to tell what's right. There's a right and a wrong in any situation. Say you find a wad of money, there's no wallet, no identification, nobody's around, it's just laying there in a coffee can in your aunt's closet. What do you do? You've got to make a decision, you know, and there's a gray area. I was in a mall like 10 months ago. A guy comes walking up to me, right? And I don't know this guy. He walks up and he hands me a pen, right? It's like a writing pen. It's got a card taped to it. It says, I am deaf. I sell these pens for $1 to support my family. You ever seen that before?
Yeah.
People sell those, right? I bought one. Did you buy one?
No.
Cool. Good for you. I bought one too. Oh, and I sold it on the way out. Did you do that? You know, I couldn't help it. They're just easy to sell, man. That's all. You don't have to be a good salesman. You just hand it to somebody and wait. Try to look deaf. How do you look deaf? You don't say anything, right? You can't be like, hey, want to buy a pen? Well, I don't know. You don't really sound deaf. Well, I am. But you don't sound... Well, I'm new. Sad world, and we have to laugh and have a good time, right? Because it's weird sometimes. Everything's strange. Sometimes people discriminate against people because of their color, which is wrong and stupid anyway. It's the people without color we got to look out for. Any albinos in the audience? I don't trust those sons of bitches. I mean, I'm not an attractive man, but damn. I got a theory about albinos. I think they're all white extremists. They all get together. It looks like the photo negative. I wanted to go hunting, but I didn't feel like I could shoot a deer because I thought it would be cruel. So I went to the woods and I captured a deer. And I brought him home and tied him to a tree and let him starve to death. My neighbor didn't like it either. I kind of like the way you treat your pet deer. Like, dude, it's a sport. May not be your favorite comedian either, right? I figured out what I need as a comedian. I need a catchphrase, you know? Like, take my wife, please. Or, you know, yeah, I don't get no respect. It's good, yeah. Or dial down the center. Catchy, I can do well with. You guys Carrot Top fans here? Maybe you are. I don't know. Some people like him. Comedians usually don't like Carrot Top for some reason. And comedians feel the same way about Carrot Top as vampires feel about Count Chocula. You guys ever try a grilled chicken salad? You ever had one of those? Yeah, it is so good. If you haven't tried one, you really owe it to yourself to try grilled chicken. If you like grilled chicken and you like salad, you will love grilled chicken salad. It's like Riverdance. Did you ever see Riverdance? It was so good, man. If you never saw it, you really owe it to yourself to see Riverdance. If you like rivers and you like dancing, you'll love Riverdance. It's like child pornography. You ever seen child pornography? It is so good. If you haven't seen it, you really owe it to... If you like children... I guess that's where the analogy breaks down.
Pat Dixon, ladies and gentlemen.
Love that guy.
On xradio.biz, Nashville Music City. Man, that guy's funny.
I hate to break up the momentum of the show, but we actually have to pause for a moment because we've got sponsors for our show now that we have to bring in.
Oh, that's right. We're getting paid now.
And frankly, this guy, he demands to do his own sets and his own promotions and stuff. So if you guys would just get the door
what's
for
that,
a minute.
What's that smell?
It's all right. It's okay. It's Colonel.
Ladies and gentlemen, Colonel Parker for Colonel Parker's Spam Nuggets.
Hey, everybody! Colonel Parker here, but I'm not here to sell my Spam Nuggets. By the way, buy my nuggets. They are delicious.
Yes, Colonel.
It is like Spam chopped up.
Bite-sized.
Bite-sized Spam.
Colonel, the problem I always have with my normal Spam is that it's not right for dipping.
That's why I cut it, right?
Genius.
I got Spam Nuggets. Next week, we're rolling out the Spam Strips.
Oh, wow.
Spam Strips.
Wow. It is going to be delicious.
Now, explain to us.
Delicious.
What exactly are the Spam Strips?
Strips of Spam.
Suitable for grilling?
Who the hell would grill Spam? That is well nigh foolish.
Who the hell would eat Spam,
Chad,
period?
Chad, right.
Wait.
Easy now. This is the curve.
I'm so glad to be here to tell you about my brand new product. By the way, eat my fruit scabs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fruit scabs.
Talk about this fruit
scabs. Very good. Yeah. They're a contusion of flavor. But they do not compare. They do not even begin to compare to my newest product.
What is your newest product, sir?
It is not something you eat. Okay. It's something you wear.
A spam jacket? What?
Even better. That's a good idea.
You ought to have him on your marketing there.
Wearable spam. You need $80,000. Give it to him. I'm pleased to announce.
Colonel, into the microphone, sir.
Where
is Chad, could you turn
He's
the Colonel
facing
around,
the
please?
Wrong way. Hey, right. Please.
All right.
You're a young man.
You're
going to
scream. Please scream into the microphone.
27 years old.
You look like you're 70.
Colonel Parker's orthopedic shoes.
Oh.
Flap your damn hell.
That fits right in with your product line of spam products.
Wow. They are delightful pads underneath a thin layer of spam and used fruit scab.
Wow.
Will soothe and comfort your bunions. And you'll be able to wear shoes. I'm still exploring the voice.
You basically put spam in your shoes, and now you're marketing the product.
They are called...
Where exactly is Colonel Parker from?
Colonel Parker, where do you hail from?
Kentuckiana!
Well, that explains it.
Outside of Texanapolis. Now, buy my spam nuggets. Buy my fruit scabs and buy my orthopedic shoes.
Thank you, Colonel.
Colonel Parker.
We will get the Colonel. Thank you.
Thank you for your money, Colonel Parker.
Yeah, Colonel. We appreciate
where
it.
Where do I go?
Get
us on
the air. Colonel, out that
sauce,
door.
Could you please bring the Colonel out into the waiting room?
Yeah, come with me.
Colonel, we have some
food. Thank you, hot sauce!
Wow. That's like a mix of Bill Cosby meets Colonel Sanders, isn't it? That's kind of what he sounds like.
Yeah, thanks for ripping the curtain back there, JT.
What happened there?
Well done.
Yeah.
Bill
just so
Cosby's
know,
here?
Just
guys,
so you know,
the Cosby. Yeah. Guys, I just got back. What happened?
Oh, you missed the Colonel, JT.
Yeah, this Colonel was here.
Oh,
he was fantastic. He debuted a new product. You know, as much as I love his money, I hate that he comes down here and just takes over. I just can't stand that.
Well, that's the thing about him, though. He's an old guy, obviously.
I like him.
And we can't stop him.
Sorry, I was
so leathery.
Sorry, I was out of here. Sorry, I was gone, fellas. My feet are killing me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We have something that could help you.
I need some sort of
a
pad.
Well, we'll look into that for you.
All right.
I don't have any idea.
Okay. You missed out.
Oh, well.
No suggestions.
What was Colonel Parker selling?
I don't know. Some
spam stuff. And something
food.
Food. Something
spam
about
fruit. Whatever that crap is.
Fruit spam.
You're listening to Xradio.biz, Nashville Music City. I am Jesse Perry, the other fellow.
The other fellow. That's your official title on your business card.
The main fellow, Mr. Chad Wright of NashvilleStandup.com. Good up for Chad.
Yeah, okay. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm the main fellow.
Your head fellow. I'm an assistant fellow.
As always, this show also sponsored by Fresca, delicious carbonated beverage. Fresca!
That's good drinking!
And one thing about Fresca, I'm kind of worried about this. Now,
why?
If you...
You're worried about Fresca.
Hey, Fresca,
my friend, rest your sweet mind.
I think I'm talking!
Just relax. Fresca's going to be okay.
Fresca wouldn't worry about you, man.
Dude.
But here's the thing. For those who don't understand our in-joke, Fresca is the number one beverage, the official beverage of NashvilleStandup.com.
Right.
Nashville Standup.
I have to clarify. Number one non-alcoholic beverage.
That's true. That's true. So it's like the 48th favorite beverage of Nashville comedians. But they recently changed the packaging.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
No, it's not.
I don't like it. It
it's awfully modern. You know, I miss that classic 1991 look.
Mm-hmm. You expect like a USB port to be in it because
well,
it's all
smart
and
enabled. Well, we've been hawking the product for so long, and we're a bunch of young
kids. It's a Flemmy product.
They really wanted it. They
really wanted to get it to the kids this time. So I think that's why they've changed.
Have you seen these kids today, though?
Yeah. I don't like them.
To be honest, I don't want to connect with the kids.
Well, yeah. They're rock and roll like and their doobies.
It's the
hip-hop and the brazen attitude that I don't appreciate.
And your face, they know they're going to be dancing.
No, you know what I don't like? The poor grooming.
Exactly. Pull your pants up!
Yeah.
And wash it.
Hooligans.
The fact that they can...
Oh, the kids!
You know, the fact they can shapeshift at will and suck the blood of the living, that bothers me.
That freaks me out, too.
That's weird, and I don't care for
it. We didn't do that back when I was in high school.
No, when I was a kid, we killed people proper. We didn't just suck their blood out and then make them children of the night. We didn't do that.
We didn't become living dead. That's new.
We conked them in the noggin, and we threw them in the lake.
That's all we did.
Oh, man, the good old days.
Those were good times.
I wish we could stop the show and just reflect for 15 minutes.
Could we?
And who's to say we're not?
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
That's when I remembered killing that guy and throwing his body in the lake. And then I realized Winnie and I would never be the same. I totally killed that dude. I mean, Jesus, I'm a murderer here. I mean, do you realize that? I'm going to have to kill Winnie, too, I think. Improv!
She didn't know it, and I didn't know it either, but I would have to kill her someday.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you.
We're going to pause for a second while Justice breaks the pill in half. What is the deal with the kids and the drugs nowadays? Have you seen these kids with their drugs? And
way their off the oxymoron, kids. Or something?
I don't know.
Huh? What?
Oxycontin?
Yeah. That's a weird name.
When I was a kid, we only had cough syrup when we had a cold, you know?
Who's Harry Farrah, ladies and gentlemen?
Hey.
Northern Cali Spanish.
This
man,
guy knows what I'm talking about.
All right.
Littered.
So,
good job.
You guys like impressions?
Oh, do I?
I know I do.
Here's an impression for you guys. I'm going to be a 17-year-old. Ready? No one understands me. My life is hell. This guy knows what I'm talking about.
It's so uncanny.
Thank you, sir.
Right on the point.
I was going through my notebook here.
We've gone to Jesse reading his diary, ladies and gentlemen.
And I recently took a defensive driving course.
You did?
And I wrote some guidelines that I learned based on this class.
Good advice for
everyone. One of them, I have three. Don't drive 140 miles an hour.
Okay.
All right. Solid.
Just being chased by the
That is defensive.
If you want to write this down, let me know. I'll let it to you.
Slow it down.
And also, don't eat a bowl of cereal while you drive.
Okay.
That could be distracting.
Okay. That was one thing.
What about granola?
I think that's okay.
Okay.
It's just the combination of the bowl and the spoon.
Mm.
But the main thing was don't do PCP while you drive.
Are you sure?
That's a good tip, too.
Yeah.
No, because I've done that, and I really couldn't tell the difference.
It's fun for you.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
You know, but you know, when you're when you're on that sidewalk, you're hitting a bunch of people that aren't having fun.
Well, you know what? Cry me a river, you know? There's enough PCP for everybody.
They're not having a good time. All they got to do is ask.
You guys are wild and crazy.
That's all they got to do is ask, really.
So, Rob, what are you going to do for your 21st birthday? You're performing tonight, aren't you?
I'm spending my 21st birthday the way God intended, by performing comedy at a hacker convention.
That's right. Outstanding.
That's right.
You can't spell hacker without hack. We're going to be proving that tonight.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a good show.
I think in honor of the show, I'm just going to read a bunch of internet email forwards. And I got it.
And they'll love it.
God, I hope not.
It's going to be a good show. I'm going to trot out all the dork jokes that don't work
really crappy bars. Yeah, see, I was trying to think of dork jokes, too, because, you know, this one thing, you know, it's a hard thing. We can talk about this. Tailoring your set to fit certain, you know, because corporate events, we often get, you know, stuff. Like, Chad, I know that you do a lot of stuff for GM.
I'm their official comedian.
one time I ran in for 15 minutes outside of Chick-fil-A.
Oh, that's
so.
Nice.
But it was all chicken stuff. Right. It was all chicken related, like chicken good. And I flapped my wings and I hit the wall. I was on PCP at the time.
And how did you feel about it?
Awesome.
You see?
That felt really good.
The defense rests.
But we're several of us here are doing this computer hackers convention this evening. And I don't... Should they advertise that? Should we be saying that?
They're suckers.
They're white hat hackers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
they're
like,
good guys.
Well, I mean, what they're doing is it legal?
Yeah.
They're not breaking into... IBM.
It's the sort of thing where it is legal.
They're just hanging out and playing Minesweeper.
It's all the security issue and all that sort of stuff. But on the it's infiltrated with that attitude of yeah, but you know what else? We know naughty things. Tee-hee, you know that sort of thing. And we'll get you in the back door.
Do they prance around going tee-hee?
They do
a lot. Actually.
And
a lot of them are British, aren't they?
They are.
Forgot about that.
They are.
I've done something naughty.
So I mean, I don't have any.
It's basically.
I don't know. I don't know. I think we're going to have to set up the get these guys out of prison fund after this, because this is just a big raid. It's just a big, hey, we're going to have a hacker convention, guys.
Well, I
hope not.
It started off, I think, that way, but I think they've expanded. It's like the Nashville Linux users group running this.
It's a lot of Linux, and it's a lot of...
See, now it's a party.
No, I'm telling you.
You laugh.
People.
There's going to be a lot of heavyset girls with low self-esteem.
I'm looking forward to that.
Now, listen.
Excuse to wear elf ears and...
Up Rob Haynes Alley.
Yeah.
I was talking to one of the guys.
Come on, ladies. Oh, yeah, that's a black hoodie.
I was talking to one of the guys that organizes this event, and he was telling me that one of the big things they do every year is they do drunken coding.
Yeah.
So they'll get drunk, and then they'll code something, and then they'll all look at each other's drunken code, and they'll chuckle. And
it's rebellious.
I went to the con last night for a little while just to say hi to my friend Corey. And I witnessed what quite possibly may be the greatest thing ever, and it's a drunken Dance Dance Revolution competition.
Oh, there you have it.
And I hate that game with an all-consuming passion. Like, I hate that game with the fervor that Hitler saved for the Jews. But it was the greatest thing I've ever seen.
It's drunken Dance Dance Revolution. For a second I was thinking, all video games drunk could be awesome. Like, if they had a contest like a GTA, drunken GTA.
Yeah.
But the problem is, that's how everybody plays it anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what's really cool? Video game contests.
That is so cool. Why?
Remember the Fred Savage movie?
The Wizard.
Oh, The Wizard, yeah.
Super Mario Brothers.
Howie Mandel's finest role. Period.
Was he in that?
Wait, no.
I think
about Little Monsters.
Yeah, you're thinking of Little Monsters.
Who was Wizards.
The Wizard.
But I remember
I didn't see either of them.
He traveled across the country to play Super Mario Brothers 3. And
he met a guy with a power glove, and he was a badass.
The best line in the movie is this kid. He's like 13 years old. He just plays a game with a power glove. He turns around, looks at our heroes, and goes... The power glove. It's so bad.
It was the worst piece of hardware that has ever been made for any computer.
It is so bad.
It doesn't work for anything.
No, but he was being awesome with his mullet and his cool sunglasses and his betterness.
Power glove.
It was a power glove.
Subscribe to Nintendo Power.
It's so bad. It was just an advertisement, basically, for Mario Brothers 3.
Yeah. I had Nintendo Power. Nintendo Power was a darn fine magazine.
I still have
that. That was good journalism.
Could you really do well?
That's journalism I could appreciate.
They peeled away the layers.
Exactly.
Could you really do well on Mike Tyson's Punch-Out afterwards? Because that was always the advice. That Doc gave you if you weren't doing so well in the game. Subscribe to Nintendo Power, Mac. You'll do good.
I guess you'll never know.
I never will.
Okay, computer graphics. I shall do my best for you.
Excellent.
It'll be a good show tonight. Lots of nerds, lots of drunk nerds, and we'll just make fun of them.
What else is going on in the area this week?
Ralphie May's in town.
That's true.
Ralphie May's in town.
Saw his show Wednesday. Fan-freaking-tastic.
Very funny.
Everybody says it's funny.
Very funny.
Dan Whitehurst is opening, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dan Whitehurst. Dan Whitehurst and Ralphie's wife,
Lana Turner.
Is it
Lana? Lana. L-A-N-A. First girl.
Can I call her Lana Turner?
You can call her Llama if you want to, but she's not going to answer.
Rob Haynes is going to be opening Sunday.
Yeah, Rob Haynes.
Hot Sauce Haynes.
Rob Haynes opening up for Ralphie. Quite the resume builder for you, Mr. Sauce.
Yeah.
Whenever you can get two fat comics together, I'm happy to be there.
That green room's going to be cramped.
Bring some butter.
But, man, congratulations. That is a pretty big deal for you. I know you're excited.
I'm really
about
excited
it.
About it. Like,
this is a breakthrough.
And we all hate you.
like
starting to sound like an intervention now.
Yeah. Like when you remembered when that weird babysitter, the bicycle shop owner.
Yeah,
made you do
yeah.
all those videos. You had to stand on Whoa. The animal with your underwear.
Oh, that was when you were watching the and they gave you he gave you wine.
You know the owner. He looked like Gordon Jump a little bit.
A little bit. He gave you wine, and you and Dudley got in trouble because of it. Remember, you had to chew all that gum, and Kimberly saw you chewing all that gum, and it smelled like wine. And you
But Dudley's dad couldn't do anything because he was smoking too much.
Yeah, he had to take one of his lungs out, man. Yeah. It was gross.
Different Strokes had it.
I need a minute.
Hellaciously complex.
Oh, it was a great show, though, because of all that. And then I had to throw the chemicals in Gordon Jump's face in order to get Kimberly out of the basement where he was trying to seduce her.
What you talking about, Willis?
And I think the chemicals made Kimberly's hair green.
Yeah.
Or was that a different show?
No, that was...
Where the hell am I?
It was Acid Rain. And then the mouse got caught in the little rocket and went up and hit Connie Chung's apartment and landed in the Soviet Union. And then
Al Fell Spencer.
Wow.
Wow.
You guys want to talk about the facts of life? Or?
Spencer now.
Silver spoons, man. Silver spoons.
I think you're talking about Webster.
Jason Bateman's best comedic performance.
Silver spoons.
No, I got to give it up to Teen Wolf, too.
That's true. He did carry that one, didn't he?
All right.
It's your move. It's your move, Rob. It's your move.
Hey, does anybody remember the very last episode of It's Your Move? It was they.
No.
Okay, the whole premise, and this is kind of interesting, was that they invented.
Define interesting.
It's going to fill 2 minutes. They created a fake band, and the fake band needed a live venue to play, so they had to get a bunch of skeletons, and they marionetted the skeletons and dressed them all like deaf, and they put them on the... And they were just making them sing and dance. They even had a press conference for them. So the very last episode, it was going to be the season's finale, is the guy's talking on the phone. Jason Bateman is talking on the phone. He's like, you do? You want us to? All right. And he hangs up the phone, and his friend, let's call him Ralph, I really don't know, says to him, who was it? And they're like... It was Madison Square Garden. They want us to play Madison Square Garden to be continued. And the show never got picked up for the next season.
Wow.
These guys had a fake rock band made out of skeleton marionettes, and I want to know how it ends!
Well, that's the damnedest thing I've ever
heard. Possibly in tragedy.
So what I figure is this is a great plot point to introduce to Arrested Development season 3.
Ah, Arrested Development.
What if he's just started working with fake marionette singing skeletons in the show?
That's
hello ratings.
That's even more obscure than Arrested Development is willing to do, I believe.
I
but
disagree.
You know, we're forgetting something very important here that we haven't brought up.
What's that?
That is our weekly Iron Comic competition.
Oh, wow. We've already burned an hour.
That's true.
So we'll have to gear it up for our big finale and our contestants this week. Who to pick? How to decide? Especially when we haven't talked about this. I think the choice is clear based on Ryan's moving his hand to and fro. The contestants this week are Justin T. and Rob Haynes.
Oh. Rob Haynes.
Perhaps we could explain what exactly Iron Comic is, Mr. Perry.
It is cue the music. Here it comes.
It's on its way.
It's happening now.
I can feel it coming.
Here we go.
It's beginning.
Oh, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, two men enter. One man leaves victorious. The other, still rather victorious. We give you these two men who are going to write 5 jokes based on a topic, randomly selected by your panel. I give you Iron Comic.
Bite the pepper, Ryan.
Yes, tonight's two Iron Comics are going to be Mr. Rob Hot Sauce Haynes.
Hot Sauce.
And Justin Just T, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
Justin T. Oh, this is very exciting.
What should our topic
Justin,
be?
Are you from the South?
The topic.
Yes.
You should call yourself Justin Sweet T.
Justin.
If he was a female rapper, he would be.
Sweet T.
Sweet T.
Sweet T.
Maybe Justin Unsweet T. Maybe.
Maybe.
Depends on how you're feeling.
Yeah.
You know, and that brings up our topic for this week. The topic this week.
Beverages.
Beverages. Oh, my God, he could.
The topic is beverages.
Beverages. You're going to have 60 minutes to write 5 jokes, or in most cases, rewrite 5 jokes.
Now, that can mean a drink or drink-related. That can mean various liquids, as long as they're drinkable.
but beverages. You can do a bunch of hydrochloric acid.
I was going to say, in theory, mercury is drinkable, yes, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Or you could go the Jesse Perry route and be like, my mom likes beverages. Anyway.
I remember this one time.
Noted creative geyser, Chad Ryan.
Hey, I spew creativity all over the place, everywhere I go.
That's what you call it.
You drink too much and get sick. But it's creative vomit. So
it is the way it comes out.
It smells creative.
Don't judge me.
But you guys get started on that.
All right.
This is going to be very exciting. We'll check back with those guys in a little while. It's 5 till the 5 here on the morning zoo time.
Listening to the podcast.
And let's go to our traffic report. Where's
the eye in the sky?
Hot sauce with traffic. How's it look out there, hot sauce?
Pretty good.
Thanks, hot sauce.
No problem.
All right.
Helicopter, 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 helicopter. Whirr.
We're outside. Apparently, we slipped into a Mesozoic moment.
Noted local toucan, Rob. yes.
Good. Toucan sauce.
You guys want to play some more stand-up?
Yes.
Yes. I just wait a few minutes after I feel the desperation.
What track?
Let's start off with track 7 over there. This is going to be Roy Wood Jr.
Yeah, very funny guy.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah, he's from Birmingham, I believe.
Birmingham, yes.
Where are you listening to it, Chad?
Where are we? We're xradio.biz, Nashville, Music City.
It's cool to be back on the road. Still trying to save money, though, because the price of everything is going up. And I think y'all agree with me when I say this. The price of everything is going up, but the quality of it staying the same. But if you don't believe me, go and buy a box of Girl Scout cookies. Yeah, ooh, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Y'all bought a box of Girl Scout cookies lately? Yeah, the damn box keep getting shorter and shorter every year, don't it? The little heifers think I ain't measuring. I know, I've been checking my box. You used to get 42 Thin Mints. We down to 22, y'all. Somebody say something. Yeah. I like Thin Mints. They're delicious. You leave a pack of Thin Mints in your car in the summer, it's like a long candy bar. It's beautiful. Take the plastic out. Delicious. Yeah, used to be a time when a service you could give a Girl Scout $2.50. Remember this? $2.50. Bunch of little Girl Scouts working your neighborhood would come up to your door. Ding dong. Hey, how you doing, sir? We're with the Girl Scouts of America. We'll bring you some cookies here. You give a Girl Scout $2.50. 3-4 months later, 8 UPS trucks pull up in front of your house. You didn't even remember ordering your cookies. You come home, it's just a damn box of Do-Si-Dos on the front porch. Yeah, that was a good feeling. Ain't like that no more, is it? Mm-mm. I gave a Girl Scout $5. She brought me back 2 Oreos. You laugh if you want. She wasn't laughing after I chopped her in the damn throat. Yeah, chop them in the throat. Do it. Chop them. Now, don't look at me like that. It ain't nothing but a misdemeanor. Chop them heifers. Chop them. Thank you for supporting the Girl Scout cookie fundraiser. Here are your two cookies. Shut up, bitch! I'm telling you, you gotta get them now before they grow up and sell that Mary Kay and Avon. That's all I'm trying to tell y'all. You just gotta let them know people want their money worth. Just take off real quick. That's real. Just do it on the side. You don't want to get them right in the esophagus. On the side right there is where you want them. Quality of everything's going down, man. That's why I like alcohol. I don't care how expensive alcohol ever gets on this earth, I will always buy it, because at least with alcohol, you get a buzz, and, you know, you get a good, I went to jail story to tell your buddies the next day or something. You know, regular drinks, I had to quit buying regular drinks when I go out. Anybody here bought a large Coke at a movie theater? Yeah, oh yeah, you know what I'm talking about, yeah. I had to get a cosigner for a medium popcorn last week. It's out of hand. I went to see Harry Potter. Me and everybody on my road, we all chipped in and got one order of nachos. You just get one chip and pass it down. It was like movie theater communion. It was delicious. You sit right there, man, take eat, for these are his nachos. The wine's coming in a second. The wine. Only place worse than the movie theater is an amusement park. We go to this place in Atlanta called Six Flags Over Georgia. And I don't know what they charge in up here, but you Six Flags in Atlanta, they up to $4 for a sip of lemonade. Yeah, you know, on top, $4.
Really?
A sip.
That's it. That's all you get, Kentucky, for $4. A sip of lemon. You walk in the park, fucking $4. You give them. You walk up to the little buggy, and they just. That was $38 right there. For $2, you get to watch somebody take a sip. That's just $2. And I don't know who y'all went to the park with, but I went with my daddy. My daddy was cheap. I got thirsty at Disney World. I better get on a water ride with my mouth open. My daddy been to exit waiting on you, too. Y'all still thirsty? Y'all better go ride that damn thing again. Boy, I don't care nothing about your crying. Don't you sit up front. That's where the clean water comes. Shut up. The green go over you, and the vitamins up under it in the brown.
Roy Wood Jr., ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. We're listening to xradio.biz, National Music City. Now, we here in Nashville, we like to pride ourselves on always carrying ourselves with a certain amount of dignity.
Sure.
Class.
We're a dignified city.
Sophistication.
Yeah.
We don't like to be treated as fools, as boobs.
No.
Despite the way we dress with
podunk redneck
belt buckles,
you know, and
on hats.
Tobacco chewing.
And the low cash cowboys.
Pants tucked into our cowboy boots.
Yeah, we don't.
And I think respectability is.
We're a class organization, is what you're trying to say.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Nashville.
And I think respectability is on the freight train to success right here. Here in the success district of our town.
Is that what you're calling
because
it?
Because we are getting, Congress gives rail line hope. We are, Nashville is getting a monorail.
A monorail!
Oh, no! Just like season 4 of The Simpsons, we are getting a monorail.
Finally, I can.
What's his name? Monorail!
Say it again!
Monorail!
Finally, I can stop driving drunk after shows.
Yes. It goes from Nashville to Lebanon.
Oh, wow. Oh,
fantastic.
Just, oh, so downtown Nashville's going to be even dumber. Oh, this is going to be stabby.
A pipeline to happiness.
Yeah.
That's nice.
The phrase, you ain't no better than me, will increase 174%, and that's on 2nd Avenue alone.
Accidents involving cinder blocks are going to increase as well.
Yeah. Oddly enough, the number of sleeves is going to decrease.
The distinct loss in sleeves, the great sleeve shortage of '06. But they, yeah, it's going to be called the Music City Star.
Uh-huh.
What else would it be called? The Music City Sensible Bear. You know, what do you call that? It's going to even the rail line's going to make it.
Just putting a band together, man. We just need a bassist.
We just need a good conductor, man. Come on.
I was there.
It's going to be a good route.
Okay. Stop me or I'll punt again. All right.
But the Senate approved for the project $6 million. Now, I'm not a city planner, but doesn't it cost more than that?
No.
There's going to be like one of those little wooden rails like at the old Opryland. Only it's going to go all the way down. It's going to go like 4 miles an hour all the way from Lebanon.
It's not so much a train, but it's one of those hand crank carts.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. There's an up and down.
They're just buying a bunch of Segways.
Every fifth person gets a Segway.
Oh, Wilma Terry's to pound Cancun.
Well,
what does Terry mean?
Wilma Terry's. Well, when I heard you say that the first time, I thought Wilma Terry's was like some porn star that's going down to
Wilma Terry
pound Cancun.
Oh, I get it. Pound it.
Pound it.
Yeah.
Pound it.
Hello,
Billy Wayne Davis.
Oh, Katie Holmes is pregnant.
Oh.
I heard
the question. By who?
Well.
By who?
No, they were asking her what they're going to name the baby, and she told them yesterday they've decided to name it Publicity.
Oh, that's
well
beautiful.
Done. That's a beautiful name for a boy or a girl.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
How fitting. That's nice.
Well, those celebrities, they occasionally do human things.
They're crazy.
But not normally.
It's nice.
But we got a bit of a treat here. Now, last week we promised, and you heard just a little taste of it, the Announcetron 4000.
And give it up for Announcetron 4000, guys. Yes. Love that guy. He's the NashvilleStandup.com automated entertainment solution robot system that we bought. He was more expensive than the monorail is going to be.
Is that right? That's true.
Now, you built this.
The parts were very expensive. I built this by myself.
You and a guy named Marshall Stern.
That's right.
build a
hey,
robot.
There's a local reference. This guy, Marshall Stern, built a robot that sits at the local mall and sings cowboy songs.
It's called Tex, T-E-C-H-S.
That's right. My robot's much better. We actually took the Announcetron 4000 down, and he kicked Tex's ass.
Well, that's...
Excellent.
And then made fun of him.
With witty quips or with raw fists?
Both. He made fun of them as he was beating him down.
Did he, like, 8-mile wrap down as well, or was it just...
Pretty much. Yeah? Yeah, it was one of those deals. And Announcetron actually does stand-up, and sometimes he comes out to local shows and robots out on stage and does stand-up.
Oh, it's a very funny robot. It does a lot of classic material.
Yeah, I mean, he's really old school. Do you guys want to hear a clip of him?
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. You
know, we're going to listen to the Announcetron 4000 only on xradio.biz Nashville Music City from his new CD, Bites and Bits.
Yeah, I believe this was recorded at Zany's a couple months ago.
Okay.
I am the National Standup.com Announcetron 4000 Automated Entertainment Solution.
Oh, he's good.
How is everybody doing tonight?
Yeah!
Hey, does anybody like to precious?
Yes, very much.
I'm about when it would be like if Tizzy Tism met Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. I think it would go a little something like this. Hi, Tizzy Tism. I'm Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
He's good.
What's the deal with that animated voicemail voice? I hate that. This guy knows what I'm talking about.
Wait a second now.
He's thinking, hey, this robot sucks. Listen, buddy, I don't go nowhere you work. And try to knock the dick out of your mouth.
Zing!
Thanks, everybody. I'm the Announcetron 4000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good.
Great.
That was fantastic, and hopefully we'll hear some more clips
sure.
As the show goes on.
He's very prolific. I mean, the guy, you got to say, you know, he's
really... He's a machine.
He's a comedy machine.
A comedy machine.
Yep.
I actually met him after Zany's one night. He's a really sweet guy. He asked me, like, hey, do you want to play some chess or thermonuclear war?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. It was great. Yeah, that's good. A War Games reference for everybody else. Yeah, have a good night.
I'll buy that robot!
Oh, God. Hello, Colonel.
That will tell jokes and make spam nuggets.
Hot sauce, and I told you to keep this guy out. Hey, Colonel, how are you?
Hi.
Where am I?
Colonel, the robot just left, sir. He wasn't, how are you, sir? Are you okay?
He left. Oh.
Sir, are you not going to do that bit again, all right?
I guess I left a trail of Jack Daniels leading to the door.
Yeah, it's kind of, he's moody.
He's all right.
Oh, the Colonel.
He's out of the car.
You know, Announcetron is a cool robot. Turns out he can't dance, which you'd think he'd at least be able to do one dance really well.
The hustle.
The salsa.
The salsa, right. Thank you.
Obviously.
I run the
board.
What
about that robot name?
Terry Farrah, folks. Let's get an update of our Iron Comics.
Ooh, what a great idea.
How you guys doing? Let's go talk to Rob first. Rob, how's the process going? And by the way, the topic is beverages.
I think I'm going to be okay. I would actually like a beverage for research purposes, if it's at all possible.
I do have an empty bottle of Mountain Dew right here. You can stare.
Well, I don't think that's going to cut it.
Okay, well, you're screwed, and you're going to lose.
Why you got to be hurtful?
I'm a hurtful man. I apologize. Justin T., how's the writing process coming along?
The more and more I write these jokes, the more I realize I'm just not that funny.
That's the spirit.
It's going to be good.
You're thinking what we've been thinking all the time.
That's outstanding. Well, you guys do well. And we can't wait to hear what you have. Now, Mr. Sauce, I hate to interrupt your writing, but we do have a listing of today's birthdays. What? These are the people that were born the same day as Hot Sauce.
Hot sauce!
Condiment!
Mustard!
Now, this probably won't surprise anyone, but having the same birthday, 88 years today, actress Joan Fontaine. Yeah.
She's good. And who the hell is she?
I don't really know. I've heard of her. also, now here's a couple of wing nuts. This has to mean something. Christopher Lloyd.
I actually already knew
about
that.
Wait a minute. And Jeff Goldblum.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wow, that's a bifecta right there.
That's something.
That's a gruesome taste. Rock musician Chris Kirkwood.
Hmm. Oh, he's good.
The Meat Puppets.
He's got some skill.
You ever heard of the Meat Puppets?
That's
Nirvana Unplugged.
It's a ska band.
Lake of Fire. awesome, guys.
Sorry, it's not 1990.
Oh, this chick. She had a career briefly. Actress Valeria Galeno.
Oh.
Tom Cruise's love interest in Rain Man. Pee-wee's love interest in Pee-wee's. Big Top Pee-wee.
Big Top Pee-wee. She was in Immortal Beloved. She was.
Oh, that's right.
She showed off her cans.
Oh, Hot Shots. Remember Hot Shots?
Hot Shots Part 2? She came back in the second.
The Dew.
Yeah.
Oh, country singer Shelby Lynn. One of the favorites here at xradio.biz, I guess.
Well, never heard of her.
Reggae rapper Shaggy.
Shaggy.
And he's in here tonight.
Shaggy. I am doing now. Everybody to Mr. Boombastic here. I have the love. My size is a rubber. Yeah, here we go to Shaggy.
You doing, Shaggy?
God mercy, I tell you. We come all the way from Nashville. If you go to Philly, Irie, how y'all doing tonight?
Oh, we're great, Shag.
God mercy.
Now, you always loved Nashville stand-up. You've always been a huge fan.
You know, that's true. That's true. I do. I'm a big fan of the Nashville comedy. You know, you're going to be coming in here. You do the thing of the Nashville. You make everybody laugh. I'll be feeling Irie out there at Nashville. Shuck it!
Do you have any favorite bits, any favorite local comics that you would like to...
Well, I tell you what, no. But another reason why, because Shaggy be loving all them bits that you got out there, especially the ones about the reefer, you know what I'm saying?
I think he's
a Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah.
Shaggy's turning blue. Let's.
I got to get down out of here. Lord of mercy. Shaggy!
Hey, see you later, Shaggy.
Thank you, Shaggy.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
And, rapper Tracy Lee. Now, that rapper/slash country singer.
Again, never
heard
of
her. Maybe it's one of the low-cash cowboys.
So I think it's Cowboy Troy's real name.
Oh, here's a... It says actor, but I don't think he's an actor anymore. Michael Fishman, little kid on Roseanne.
Whatever.
It's not like he's starring in any action roles right now.
Well, he could be. It takes a lot of action to move pylons on the highway, my friend.
Schwarzenegger. Fishman. I love this guy. Talk show host Michael Lasseri.
Yeah.
23.
He's 23 then.
He's a fellow.
He's probably not dead yet.
Now, one thing that we love to do is whore ourselves here on this show, and one thing that we like to whore is our website, mangydog.com.
That's such a good website.
Lots of comedy, lots of downloadable comedy, and it's a great pathway and gateway into the creative side or non-creative side of Nashville comedy. And we like to read some columns here from time to time, and we have a column from Mr. Chad Wrighton.
Yes, this is something I wrote several years ago.
And we can't really... The thing is, when you go to the site, you'll see the funny graphic.
That's right.
But right now, we're going to hear this, and this is Thinking Outside the Box, a column by Mr. Chad Wrighton.
That's right. Now, yeah, you may know I have a day job, and so this kind of came from that. Excuse me. I'm sure you've heard this phrase, thinking outside the box. I'm sure you've heard this phrase tossed around in commercials and promotions for various companies. Seems to be the leading catchphrase of the moment, 3 or 4 years ago, among the mindless sheep running corporate America. Early returns from my exclusive polls show that thinking outside the box has just edged out the former buzzword of the moment, seamless integration, as the most overused meaningless crap of our time. It's really hip now to be thought of as innovative thinkers. Every 62-year-old CEO with dozens of employees doing things he doesn't understand in the least bit wants to know that he's unorthodox, unpredictable, and a little extreme. Unfortunately for these would-be hipsters, the very fact that they're claiming to be thinking outside the box brands them as clueless chimps. You see, with everybody thinking outside the box, it has become the norm. You're not different if everybody else is doing the exact same thing you are. By jumping on the latest management speak fad bandwagon in a desperate attempt to differentiate themselves from the crowd, these dolts have ensured that they all sound the same. Now, thinking outside the box has become conventional wisdom. Now follow me on this. Now that thinking outside the box is the norm, the only truly unorthodox way of thinking is now not thinking outside the box. The true free-thinking radicals out there shaking it up are those that realize that people still thinking outside the box are actually just sitting beside their original box, patting themselves on the back for being so ingenious. Unfortunately for them, in this world of non-thinkers, they are sitting in a warehouse full of their pathetic peers, each sitting beside his own box, who blindly thinks that they are pushing the envelope somehow. In fact, these days, one could be pretty innovative by thinking inside the box. Over time, perhaps the others will fall ill. They are sitting in a drafty warehouse, after all. Well, you could be safe and sound, cuddled up in your cozy box.
These smug corporate lemmings talk about changing their paradigms and blah, blah, blah. But when it comes down to it, they aren't fooling anybody besides that naive girl in the office who tries to organize morale-boosting workshops from her cubicle slash treehouse in Fantasyland. The only difference in the way these clods operate and how is now they've got Palm Pilots controlling their lives instead of daytimers. Way to buck the system, you rebels! Let's form a committee and workshop some action plans.
Yes, Chad Ryan, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that was
Chad
electric.
Chad is leading the invasion.
The greatest thing is I wrote that while on the clock at work.
Outstanding. Now let's seamlessly integrate towards
comedy. Else.
You know what we didn't do?
What's that?
We didn't talk about what the winner of the Iron Comedy Face-Off was tonight.
What an oversight.
What they don't win, sadly, and we've had a kind of a change on this, they do not win an autographed copy of a picture by Jeff Breedwell.
They do not win
Where
that.
Did it go?
Sorry, guys.
What happened?
Well, Jesse won last week, if you remember.
And I actually took it.
You took it with him.
I took the one that was here.
Yeah. So,
and I'm not giving that son
way to be
back.
Selfish, yeah.
I'm not giving it back.
Yeah. Way to go, Jesse.
I'm not going to help.
You
I'm
know,
not a helper.
Nice. You're very giving.
But what we do have is we have a CD by the Low Cash Cowboys.
Oh. And I will sign it so as to give it value.
Can it be autographed by Shelley Raymond, too?
And by actual musician Shelley Raymond.
And let's play another classic track, just because Lord knows we can't do more than 30 seconds of it. But let's try the first one. Well, this one, number two, is President's Daughters.
Oh, I've heard of
with
that.
Z's. No S's, just Z's.
President's Daughters. That makes it extra extreme.
Well, let's do the opener. Love and Not Like That. L-U-V, N-I-T-E.
Is that track one?
That's track one. And I want to hear, if it's anything like how they open up their live show,
is it
you may turn off your computer.
Oh, please don't turn off the computer.
Don't turn off the computer.
Oh, yeah.
This is definitely going to be one of those days.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Here we go. Woke up this morning, wiped the sleep from my eye.
Lay it.
Called up my friends, there's a party tonight. I can't wait.
Party!
I was waiting for that.
Remix! Now these guys work hard, and I want you to give them their respect and listen to them. All right.
I really have to stop.
No Cash Cowboys featuring Chad Righty Riding.
No, do not associate me with them any more than the song.
I'd like to attempt something right now, simply because we have the studio equipment to do it. So, ladies and gentlemen, one more time, Low Cash Cowboys.
Okay.
Oh, feel the magic.
Kind of wish we'd done that during the commercial break.
Yeah. I just vomited.
Sorry.
So the Low Cash Cowboys, check out their website, lowcashcowboys.com.
And it didn't put a lot of money into the production of the CD, I'll tell you that.
That's a nice CD.
L-O Cash.
Well, you can. I love it because it's like they're standing in their backyard on the one hill.
It's like it's a garbage heap. Is what it is.
United by their lame hand gestures.
And their love for crappy music.
Simply by curling my ring finger like this means that I have some sort of allegiance to something.
Jesse, if you understood what kids today were going through, you'd understand what that gesture meant.
I'm glad I don't, because these kids today are ungrateful hoodlums. And they better stop
rapscallioning.
Stop stealing my car and raising my taxes and rapping.
I hate the rapping kids.
I'm 30 going on 58.
The good old days.
Yeah, back in my day.
What would you do?
Okay, thank
you. The year was 1989. Oh, what a terrible time that was.
Man, the 80s. The whole 80s nostalgia thing, I don't get it.
It's because you were actually there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's that awesome.
You know, it's interesting you say that because you actually have a bit about 80s and 80s music and nostalgia.
Well, I like to think that I'm an 80s music fan. I used to think I was part of the Nirvana revolution. Remember that revolution?
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Yeah. I was there.
Let's all dress like we're homeless and pretend we're junkies.
Yeah. Never mind, dude. Never mind.
How you feeling?
Never mind.
I think depressed. That's why I'm wearing this long sleeve shirt in August. I'm a sad one. But it was I'm not. I truly am a child of the 80s.
Yeah.
I grew up, that wonderful time with Tic-Tac-Doe and Golden Girls. Oh, and I realized it right when the war in Iraq started. Remember that war in Iraq? think it's over now, but
yeah.
Thank God that's over.
When it started, the Pentagon, they were very boastful about their shock and awe campaign that they would use to win the war in like an hour and a half. And it made me realize that I was a fan of the 80s, because every time they mentioned it, my first thought every time was, shock and awe.
Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished indeed.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished indeed. Mission accomplished. Could somebody else talk?
Yeah, xradio.biz, Nashville
Music City. Hey, Ryan, do you want to do a film review this week?
Certainly. Let's go for it.
Oh, let's do that.
You know what I saw this week, actually?
What did you see?
I saw Elizabethtown. I'd be happy to do
it. Oh, Elizabethtown, the new camera pro.
Let me get out my notes for it. I took a lot of notes.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, I'll go ahead and read this.
We'll cue that up. And Elizabethtown, directed by Cameron Crowe, did Almost Famous. Stars Orlando Bloom, Kirsten Dunst, the lovably snaggletooth Kirsten Dunst, Susan Sarandon, beloved liberal MILF. And let's do Ryan's intellectual film reviews.
As a public service announcement, and to cover all points of interest in the entertainment community, Nashville Stand-Up Radio proudly presents Movie Reviews by Ryan Williams. Mr. Williams is a noted film buff with an extensive literary knowledge of the making of and marketing of films and movies. And today, Ryan will offer his review of the current release, Elizabethtown. And now, here is Nashville's own Ryan Williams with his current review.
It was okay.
This has been Movie Reviews by Ryan Williams.
Very good.
Yes!
I've heard it was okay.
Yeah, well, I took a lot of notes. It was okay.
Yeah.
What? You want me to lie? You want me to dress it up? You want me to shill for the man? Is that what you want? No, it was okay.
I see it being okay, because I was kind of confused, because the coming attractions are just so damn precious.
Oh, isn't precious
Cameron
is a good word for him.
Yeah. Precious.
Oh, he's precious. He's, he's sweet.
I get
sweet.
Cavities watching his stuff.
He's sweet. He's a sweet guy.
And it's like Kirsten does everything she says. It's like a weird elliptical paradox that really makes no sense.
Oh, it's fun. But you know what? Here's the thing.
You can't be a thing without the stuff doing the thing stuff.
But they're happy.
Let's play Elton John. Thanks, Cameron. Repeat for 2 hours.
I just saw this movie, too. You know what I think it was missing? And it's something that's in a lot of other Kirsten Dunst films.
Tits.
Yes, exactly. Kirsten Dunst, nipple impression. Because you saw both of them in Spider-Man. You only got one in Spider-Man 2, which means I'm not really looking forward to Spider-Man 3.
So it was only as good as Spider-Man. Yeah.
Right. Beloved raisin smuggler, Kirsten Dunst. Yes.
That's nice. You know, we do that bit quite a bit. But I actually did see a really good movie last night, and I don't think anybody's ever seen it. I didn't even know it existed. I happened to stumble across it on the web. We put it on our Netflix. Netflix!
That's good.
Something or
another.
Viewing.
Pleasuring. There's a movie out there. It's only a couple years old, and it's called The Station Agent.
I've heard of The Station Agent.
Rent this movie. Watch this
Patricia
movie.
Patricia Clarkson and the midget from
Little
Elf.
Person. Yeah, but he's
from
an elf.
The dwarful.
I don't think you're supposed to call them midget. I think it's politically
They prefer to be called tiny monsters.
It was a phenomenal
Or goblins. Or half men, halflings.
When you go to a midget, you should say, are you a goblin? And they should say, thank you.
Can you make me some cookies in your tree?
Thank you for being so kind.
The funniest thing I've ever seen was watching a midget try to hold a pen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Welcome to my world, Hyksos.
You know, they live in shoeboxes.
Okay.
What?
The film itself was really, really, it was above average. It wasn't like jaw-droppingly, my God, your life's going to be changed by it, but they really did some great stuff with it, including, I'm not going to ruin the ending by saying this, but they didn't tie up everything in a neat little bow and hand it to you. Instead, they said, yeah, you'll figure out what happens.
I loved
it. It was a great movie, so see it, and don't call it an
independent release?
It is an independent, I think it's on Miramax.
No, it's a Hollywood film that makes you think.
Right? Yeah, it's a big old...
Well, they're saying, like, the independent release always
Let's put it this way.
Yeah.
During the trailer, there was no outburst of Aretha Franklin's respect during the montage of zany antics that the little guy goes through.
Any explosions?
No explosions.
I can't watch that movie.
Have a montage?
they do actually. There's a short one, and I made the mistake.
They try on clothes. clothes and they're putting the midget in outfits.
Making him dance for the women.
At one point he gets thrown.
No, and actually we're acting the way that you're not supposed to have to see this movie. That's all I'm really? Saying.
I think it's like I've got three criteria for it to be a real indie flick, and first off, one of the lead characters has to die. Mm-hmm. There has to be at least one lesbian character, and then we've got to see at least four boobs.
That's what I look for.
There's also the black and white corollary.
Yeah, there should be a black and white moment. Well, so far this movie has none of them, but there is one really dumb guy, so that's one boob for you. And Patricia Clarkson, frankly, I'm going to go out on a limb and admit it to everybody in listening in listenership there. Patricia Clarkson.
Patricia Clarkson? You have a Clarkson fetish.
She's got something. I don't know what it is.
Boobs?
Well, they're nice and they're...
Intelligence.
You know, she does have a little bit of, like, she's got some brainiac stuff going on there.
She's got the whole I'm the naughty principal's wife thing.
Yeah, that's it. The warden's wife is what she's got. And I'm an escaped convict, my friend.
Just looking for love.
I've got nowhere to sleep tonight.
You don't want me. I'm a loner. I'm a rebel.
So penthouse form letters were your textbooks going on.
Pretty much. Dear penthouse, you're not going to believe this, but Patricia Clarkson
shows up.
At the X-Radio studio.
She's been so naughty.
She's coated in honey.
I knew you wouldn't believe me, man. You were there. Clarkson was in honey.
And I feel safe enough for saying it because we're watching it, and my wife actually goes, she's very pretty, isn't she? Yes! Yes, she is! So maybe that's what. Maybe I just have permission to think that she's got a little something something. But by all means, go and see her.
Yeah, that's how all those women that are wife approved.
They always pick the best way. Yeah.
Isn't she conservatively dressed?
Oh, Edith, I like that frumpy looking girl.
Yeah, that Edith from all the family. She's
from
hot.
The neck up. Yeah, I admire that.
Yeah, that's nice. No, she's pretty naughty looking in the film too.
Sweet.
She smuggles raisins a couple times.
All right, you sold it to me. It took that last little naughtiness, but
30 seconds of kind of hotness.
I'll read it. That's
it. I'll sit through 2 hours of crap for 30 seconds of almost a boob.
That's what it says in the warnings in TV Guide. Adult situations, almost a boob.
That's on the poster. That's how they sold it.
You'll see half a teat.
Yeah. Your heart will be warmed and half a breast might
be like
yours.
It's like Clarkson's boob with her hand over it.
It'll sort of excite you. Yeah.
Say no more.
If you're 13, you'll love it.
Why don't we play this clip here from Landon Lion.
Landon Lion.
Landon Lion. Check out his website, unslicedbread.com and dategrape.com. That's a tough URL to say.
And, of course, you can get to all the Nashville Comics websites from NashvilleStandup.com.
Your Nashville comedy resource. Now, this is Landon Lion.
This is a bit from the Native Engine show he did a few months ago.
Oh, okay, excellent. And then there's the next Native Engine show is coming up in a couple days, if you're listening to this on Saturday, October, whatever.
We do Native Engine the last Monday of the month, generally, over at the end on Elliston Place.
We're going to be doing a triple X-rated show, I believe.
That's right.
All adult material.
It's going to be naughty.
Yes.
So it'll be the filthiest show of the year.
So we'll play all those clips next week.
Yeah. Or will we?
And then we won't be on the week after that.
Then we'll be canceled, and it'll all be over.
It'll be funny, though.
But let's listen to Landon Lion on xradio.biz, Nashville Music City.
Talk about dating a lot. I haven't really dated so much since the wedding. Marriage can be real complex. Like I said earlier, being married is cool. Getting married sucks though, because that day is all about the ladies. If you don't believe me, look when you register for gifts. Is it the couple's registry?
No.
It's the bridal registry. What does that bitch want? Apparently it's Pier 1. My wife came to say, hey, let's register Pier 1! Like, great, I don't think they make wicker DVD players. This is going to suck. You look at the case when you get married, though, it tells you how whole your life, whole life's going to be. Just go look at the wedding case, like a big frosted crystal ball. It's like, you see a big three-tiered monstrosity cake casting a shadow across the entire room with the lights and the fountain and the Hisner action figures. That's the bride's cake. Groom's cake's this little cupcake with sad clown face on it. How life is going to be. A lot of things change when you get married. Second biggest thing that changed my life by getting married is the TV that I watch now. I see a lot of Dr. Phil. That's very sad. So that's one show, Dr. Phil. Apparently this lady had been cheating on her husband, and Dr. Phil told her anytime she felt like cheating on her husband, she should go jogging. Pretty dumb, huh? I guess because rather than cheat on her husband, she goes jogging. But you know it's kind of got to aggravate the guy every time he sees her lacing up the old running shoes. So you'd rather run than do this? It's bad enough that she could finish a marathon. To actually win was quite embarrassing. Starting to think it's more than just one time. But now that she's been on TV, everyone knows her secret. So anytime she goes jogging, she got a trail of guys behind her in case she wants to fall off the wagon.
Can't run from your problem, lady.
There's the women all pissed off. Get a treadmill, you whore.
Yes. Landon Lyon on xradio.biz, Nashville Music City. These headphones are broken.
Well done.
I like outstanding.
Some more. They just cut it. You know, if equipment breaks, it's not my fault.
Very true.
I just push buttons.
It's always your fault.
You push them well. Put your hands together for Terry Fair, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's a pleasure to be here. You know, this reminds me of a story.
Let's hear it.
Well, I wasn't going to tell you the story. It just reminded me of one.
Okay, great.
That's subtle humor, everybody. Hi-yo!
If there's one thing Nashville loves, it is subtle humor. Nashville gets a joke. Now... I was going to read a column. I got the chance when it first came out to see the classic film Gigli.
With
J-Lo.
I like to call it Giggly.
Giggly. And,
I call it Jiggly myself.
Oh. Okay, thanks for ruining that paragraph. But yeah, sorry. we're going to read this.
We're going to do some stuff.
We're going to read the hell out of this.
And I got to see this going back home to my family, and it's happy. So, man, oh, man, do I love going back home. As the faithful members of the Mangy Forum know, I was away in East Tennessee this weekend hanging out with my mom. Hanging out with mom is always a treat because I can hear her say things like, Jesse, would you like some of this pineapple cream cheese pecan log I made? And then I can say something like, gee, Mom, can't you just inject lard into my heart? And then just say, Jesse, you're mean. Another good reason to always go home was that I get to hang with my uncles, John and George. The routine is usually the same. Go to every mall in town and look at the same DVD and CD places over and over. Then eat a lot of food that we shouldn't eat. And then we go see a movie. This weekend was no different. I was cruising down the road with my uncles. They were both dying to see a movie. They both had the shakes pretty bad as the specter of interpersonal communication beckoned in the distance. It was so bad that they had both mentioned going to see Gigli. My face immediately crinkled with disgust. I had heard so many horrible things about Gigli, the just-released vanity vehicle that was designed to showcase the boundless cornucopia of talent that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck both apparently feel that they possess. It had all the makings of a classic suckfest. That's when I grew intrigued. Wait a second, I thought. There's nothing else out right now, and besides, if it's bad as I hope it is, I could turn it into a column. I immediately agreed to the plan. My uncles and I pulled into the Oak Ridge Tinseltown Theater, eager to step into the crapulent world of Gigli. However, we had some trouble getting in at first. As we stood at the ticket booth about to go in, we realized that none of us knew how to pronounce Gigli. Was it pronounced Jiggly or Giggly or Ned? It also made me think, whose idea was it to make a movie with a title that was unpronounceable? Uncle George, ever resourceful, looked at the ticket lady and said, we'd like three tickets to whatever that movie with J-Lo and Who's-His-Face is. Brilliant! We were in. We sat down in our chairs, and there were a handful of people there. Another handful came in over time, and there were about 10 to 15 people in the theater when the movie started. On a Saturday night. On the film's opening weekend. First, we were subjected to the endless commercials and coming attractions. The best part of that was the Kobe Bryant Sprite commercial that played. You've seen it. It's the one where he's in the gym boxing and training hard because when he has intense desires, nothing stands in his way. And if he has to butt rape it, so be it. Obey that thirst, KB. After about an hour and a half of coming attractions, the movie started. And frankly, it started out in an incredibly disappointing fashion. The first 20 minutes weren't nearly crappy enough. When you go to see a bad movie, you hope to see a bad movie, not something that's just merely dumb. The film started out merely mediocre. And then Walken showed up. Before this, it had just been bland Ben and bland J-Lo acting blandly together in a bland fashion. And then, pow!
Here comes Christopher Walken on the scene for just 5 minutes, yammering on about something I don't know what. It's like his character is from another movie, another universe. I'm still not sure of the point of his character, but the complete strangeness of it told me that this movie was about to get a whole lot goofier. And yes, oh yes, it did. So here's the plot. Ben and J-Lo are protecting this retarded kid that loves rap. Well, he's...
A.K.A. retarded kid.
He's kind of retarded. He's kind of retarded. Sometimes he snaps out of it, just in time to say something wise and knowing, so that the characters can smile and coo and learn. Holy crap.
Hello.
J-Lo's calling to kick ass.
I feel like you should stop for that. Okay. Well, we got a call in the studio. And
Jesse,
it's,
I'm sorry.
Thankfully, it's being taken outside. Okay, he's kind of retarded. Sometimes he snaps out of it just in time to say something wise and knowing so the characters can smile and coo and learn. What causes his sudden detardation is unclear. Although occasionally he raps. Gigli is, hands down, the finest film to feature a retarded rapper this year. Oh, another thing. J-Lo has been hired by the crime boss that hired Ben Affleck. Oh, and his character's name is Larry Gigli, and it rhymes with really. He tells us this a couple of times. Because the crime boss that hired Ben Affleck doesn't think that Ben Affleck can do the job. This begs the question, why the hell did he hire Ben Affleck? At one point, Gigli has to go to his mom's house. His mom was played by Lainey Kazan. This is part two of the pointless 5-minute cameo trifecta. Al Pacino shows up towards the end and does the same scream like an idiot and chew every bit of scenery because subtlety is for pussies crap that he's done for the last 25 years. Nothing happens here, except we get to see Kazan's fat ass up close. And we hear her talk in front of her son about her lesbian experimentation. Oh, did I mention that? See, J-Lo's character is a lesbian.
Sweet.
One of those movie lesbians who just needs to loosen up and get some deep dicking. Then they'll love men. During one lovely interlude, J-Lo's former lesbian lover shows up and gashes up her wrist and has to go to the hospital. This crazy woman is never heard from again. The lesbian stuff also allows J-Lo to talk about her pussy doing yoga. It's a tribute to this film that even that scene is dull as dirt. Otherwise, the lesbian stuff is stupid and it isn't even needed. I thought to myself that they could just cut the lesbian stuff out and it wouldn't alter the film. And while they're at it, they could cut out the Kazan and Walken cameos, the vagina monologue, the retard rapping, and about 10 other scenes. But then I realized that the final cut would have been around 4 minutes. Seriously, this is one of the rare movies where every scene should have been deleted. Notice that I didn't even mention the scene where Ben Affleck cuts a dead guy's thumb off using a plastic knife from Captain D's. A feat which, by the way, is impossible. I know that I've made it sound like a bunch of stuff goes on in this movie, but you'd be surprised. The movie basically consists of something like 15 monologues, and then boom, the movie's over. Of course, it doesn't go by that quick. This movie's long. One of those movies that could be an hour and 20 minutes and still feel long. It's just interminable. Sad thing is, J-Lo isn't all that bad. She has her presence. She's interesting to watch, at least. She's been over a bunch. Unfortunately, she's saddled with all this crappy, pretentious, makes no sense, but wants to be philosophical dialogue that is just awful. You know, Cameron Crowe's disease. Meanwhile, Ben's character's main trait is that he's dumb as a post. And he likes saying the word bleep a lot. At times, during a medium shot when the Three Stooges were riding down the road, I asked myself, which one of these characters is the retard again? I sat there as the movie plotted on. George and John were both in pure hell and were getting by with making fun of it. Thankfully, the ending of the movie made it all worthwhile. I'll try and describe it to do it justice. Oh, and this is a spoiler, so you've been warned, but if you were really itching to see Gigli, seriously, blank you. Okay, so throughout the movie, the retarded rapping kid kept claiming that he wanted to see The Baywatch, and that he loved The Baywatch, and that The Baywatch was the most amazing thing in the whole damn world because that's, quote, where the sex is, unquote. This is all actual dialogue. The kid is apparently eager for sex. Earlier, he talks about how pretty girls make his penis sneeze. And then he looks down at his crotch and says, God bless you, penis. Why, yes, he is retarded.
Anyway, they're taking the kid.
This is true. This is all in the movie.
I know mine does.
God bless you.
Anyway, they're taking the kid back to the evil asylum, and Gigli's all upset and miserable for reasons that are still not discernible, and J-Lo was just squinting and staring at Affleck's jacked-up hair, the phrase. Phrased by Chad Ryden, by the way. They're driving past the beach, and who should be feeling on the beach but the Baywatch? After frantic screaming, cooing, gargling, and the occasional completely cogent sentence, the retard persuades Blow Jen to pull over. Dejected, Gigli gives Ricky, the lesbian, the keys to his car. I found this odd because a scant 2 minutes earlier he was talking about how he's gotta get out of this place and leave his old life behind. And now he's handing over his car, the vehicle designed to get him away from his location, to a total stranger. Oh, Gigli, you dumb bastard. So Ricky drives off, and Gigli is left to stand there in his black leather jacket and other stereotypical New Jersey wear on a beach in Malibu. Of course, New Jersey must be in his blood. He's apparently grown up in California all his life, and yet he mutters like Mook number 3 from the dinner theater production of Mean Streets. Meanwhile, the retarded kid starts walking onto the set of the beach because someone has announced for the extras to gather around on the set. So he starts walking. And even though he's wearing a black leather jacket, blue hooded sweatshirt, brown short sleeve shirt, t-shirt, and jeans, and even though everyone around him is in bikinis, he somehow does not get spotted. The assistant director yells, "Action!" The extras start dancing, and in one of the funniest things I have ever seen, the kid starts jumping up and down, flailing away like an epileptic on meth who's having his feet shot at. Even better, we see Ben Affleck staring at him from the distance with an "Oh, that tarred" look on his face. Then we cut back to the kid who's hopping and flailing like a snake handler on fire. The whole time, this uplifting orchestral music is blaring, and apparently we're supposed to be in tears at this point. I was definitely in tears, but I guarantee you they weren't because my soul had been shaken to its foundation. My uncles and I were dying, heaving and wheezing great big whoops of laughter, our bodies spasming. It was truly the funniest thing I've seen in a theater in years. After that, J-Lo pulls up, and they drive off into the sunset together, leaving the retard to get apprehended by security and beaten. Yes, it was truly beautiful. The only thing more appalling than Gigli was the crowd we saw it with. People were laughing at all of the wacky vulgarity. "Ha, ah, how funny, the retard said mother. He thinks he's people." And couldn't get enough of J-Lo's badass, "you go girl, in your face, talk to the hand, no you didn't" attitude. Seriously, they loved it. That is, until the final 30 minutes, which was pure silence, save for me and my uncle's hyena-like wails. Not even the shallowest teenage girl in the theater could laugh away the crappiness of that ending. As the crowd filed out slowly and silently, John, George, and I were trading quips at a fast and furious clip. The most popular joke was mimicking the South Park episode where Cartman makes a J-Lo hand puppet. "Oh, Bean, I love your taco-flavored keezies." J-Lo, to sum up, is amazing, as breathtakingly bad a piece of film that I've ever seen. It's not the absolute worst, I don't think. The Mangler is still an all-time classic. However, in the annals of hot Latino chick engaged to bland robo-Yankee vanity projects, this might top them all. At least until Jersey Girl coming out this fall. That's it. Goodbye.
Jesse Perry.
Fantastic.
Jesse Perry.
That's a long one.
Marathon of comedy from Jesse Perry.
Yeah.
Hey, and you can check out more columns at mangydog.com, man. Those are the funniest.
Rate them at your leisure.
I think we all learned something from that. Would everybody like to contribute what they learned from that?
I think the film was intended as a comedy, and Jesse got it.
Absolutely.
Everybody else in the theater was
didn't.
It was hilarious. And the thing about J-Lo, God, she's such a good actress.
Oh, she's good. Mm. Well, you know,
she's so good. She's like, I am an independent woman.
And hear me roar.
And I'm going to plan this damn wedding.
You know, she's a triple threat because she can sing and dance and act, all with equal ferocity.
That's true.
Yeah. Still, to this day, my favorite thing she's ever done has been in the background saying nothing on In Living Color.
Wow. She was the finest fly girl.
Without a doubt.
That was
her. Yeah.
That's true, too.
I'm going to go so far as to say she was bootylicious at the time.
Whoa, well, hey, it's your birthday.
It's a bold statement.
You go, girl.
You can pretty much do everything any way you want to do at all today, considering it is your birthday.
And by all means, if you want to say a happy birthday to Rob, write him at his website, BigRobHaynes.com.
That's true.
BigRobHaynes. com. Please drop him a line and email him a drink.
Send me liquor, please.
So what will be your first drink tonight? If you could choose one. If you could choose one.
From the miasma of drinks that are available.
I don't think you can say that on the air.
You can't say drinks?
No. On the miasma?
You can't say miasma. No, within the city limits of Nashville, you cannot say that word. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've just said it like at least three times. Darn it.
Yes.
No more saying miasma.
And you can't say pleurisy. You can't say that
either. You can't say pleurisy at all?
What about plurality?
No, it's too close to pleurisy. There's like six words you can say in the Nashville area.
What about felch? Can you say that? Is that all right?
Yes. Well, now, you have your any drink that you'd want. Well, what's your favorite drink of any kind?
Be it beer, be it spirits.
Keep in mind, you probably have never had a drink before because you just turned 21.
No, that would be illegal, and I would never do anything like that.
Of course you not. Go by the cute, shiny colors that you see exactly. as you walk past various establishments of need.
Ooh, it's a pretty turkey on that bottle.
Well, I've pretty much got to go with the Pabst Blue Ribbon because
PBR.
Let's face it, I'm not a social drinker.
That's
clearly you're doing this for real. You're not.
That's rough. Man,
when you're on a mission to kill yourself with alcohol, Pabst Blue Ribbon is there.
That's right. You know, Rob's just like, yeah, I got a problem.
And
I got to make it go away.
When I was in college, I lived with my brothers, and my baby brother, Eric, used to drink, like, Milwaukee's Beast.
Oh, I like that stuff.
25 at a time.
Yeah, well, you have to.
Dude, how can you enjoy that? Well, obviously, he's not there. It's his body rampaging through the house.
I started drinking Milwaukee's Best instead of, like, you know, your top shelf beer type, simply because it is cheaper and it tastes okay. And you can drink like 30 of them before anything happens to your body that in any way resembles alcohol poisoning.
That's true.
It's rather incredible.
Oh, yeah, and my lovely lady, she had the Jack and Cokes last night.
I got to be the DD, and we had our
drink. Jesse's the DD.
Yeah.
Welcome to the bottom.
Yeah. We had our very first drunken I Hate You.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice.
Welcome to the club.
Flowers. You should have said something.
Yeah, really. That's nice.
Candy, you're drunk.
I hate you. I love
you. How long have you been married now?
Like 3 weeks.
Oh, that's perfect.
That's right. Yeah.
Well done.
But it was. You know what she hated last night? Gravity.
Every bit of it. She was like, "This gravity step has."
And she's like,
"Maybe she just didn't understand it."
Yeah. But it was funny. She said, "I don't remember last night, but I just woke up knowing I had to feel guilty about something."
That's when you know you did it right.
Oh, that is like money in the bank, good sir.
Yes. Let's all raise a toast to drinker's regret.
Drinker's regret.
Well, I'm just saying, that's a blank check for you, Jesse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's like, make me pancakes while giving me oral sex. Yeah.
Well,
please.
Well, it's like I told BW last night. It's like, now I don't feel so bad for peeing on her stuff.
All right. On that note,
we're going to play a clip from Carla Rhodes. When we get back, we're going to be doing the Iron Comic Competition as well as one last joke as we wrap the show at Nashville Stand-Up Radio on nextradio.biz, Nashville Music
Carla City. Rhodes.
Because he's a white meat and you can eat him raw or with Chico, and I fried him up, and I shoved my burrito.
taking the glam rock of 1971 and making it more gay.
Somehow.
But Carla's hilarious, man.
She really is. She's up in New York now, and she was actually...
New York City!
But she was on the front of the New York City Underground Comedy Festival
website.
Website as their mascot, I guess,
maybe?
She's, liked her for his
I'm
hair.
Telling you, she is all over New York City. Last time I was up there hanging out with her, I did a show, and then I met up with her, and she was doing another show, and then we got out of there and went to another show, and it was just like she was on stage four times within an hour and a half. As soon as we could get to the show, she would get on stage and get up there and do some stuff. It was incredible.
Right. Well, Brittany doesn't even do that.
Give it up to and what is it CarlaRhodes.net?
CarlaRhodes.net.
RHODES.
Good job, Carla. Hopefully we'll all
she's also
be
a hell of
there.
A website designer. She designed her own website.
She is. She's very, very good. She really is.
And she makes puppets. So come on. Come
she doesn't make the puppets. She gets somebody else to make those.
I thought she made them herself.
Nope. She got a really good... she's a ventriloquist as well as a stand-up and a musician. And she's got puppets of Mick Jagger and David Bowie. Keith Richards.
Yes.
I thought she made them herself.
No. She got somebody to do that.
Well, now I don't like
it. It's a tribute to her intelligiosity that... She can do that.
But she's also an artist as well. She paints and stuff.
Good job, Carla. Now, let's cue the music.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's coming.
You've waited your 60 minutes.
Cue the music. We need the music, babe. Music.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've given our comics the 60 minutes for which we said we would give them 60 minutes. Now they will tell their five jokes. Now one man shall emerge victorious and the other not so victorious. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you Iron Comic.
Yeah.
And now it's time for the finals with Rob Haynes and Justin T. And this week the...
Hot sauce!
This week the topic was...
Beverages. Let's start with the birthday boy, Rob Haynes.
Yes. Mr. Rob Haynes.
How's everybody doing? I'm a big fan of beverages, like hanging out in bars and what have you, seeing as I'm 21, and it's not illegal anymore. But I was hanging out at this one bar. It's Liquid Smoke down in Murfreesboro. Favorite bar.
Good place.
Good place.
Really, like, trying to be, like, real trendy. It's got a bunch of, like, neon lights and stuff.
We're modern.
Because we're modern, damn it.
How very backhanded of you.
But I was sitting in there. Love that place. I was sitting in there one night last week, and I was looking at their lava lamp. And have you ever sat and stared at a lava lamp so long that you really got to take a dump? It's fine. But I'm in college. Yes. Me and college have just parted ways recently. And dropped out. Anyways, I miss it in that, like, when you're in college, you can get away with drinking a lot of things that you really can't get away with drinking when you're an adult. Like, you know, you can get away with drinking vodka and Kool-Aid or Natural Light or semen, and it's fine.
Oh, man.
And it's perfectly acceptable.
No, it's not.
Seemingly.
Okay. So I used to work at the strip club, and it was great. That's where I started becoming a professional drinker, in my opinion. But the only problem is, like, the booze was everywhere. There's always stuff to drink, but it was hard trying to find things to eat. Like, we had the stereotypical strip club buffet, and turns out I couldn't eat the food because when you order the wings, you get a basket of ting wings tossed in your choice of three sauces. You can have barbecue, hot sauce, or penicillin, and I always chose the last one. It's just me. And I could take a lot of crap. I don't drink Jack Daniels, and I know it's like a sacrilege here in Tennessee, but I can't because it's a charcoal mellowed sipping whiskey. That means they mellowed it with charcoal. What were they drinking before this? Lighter fluid? Somebody at the plant one day had to go like, that's really good. Take it in the back and thin it out with charcoal. They've actually got my favorite ad. They just took it down. It used to be this billboard by the highway. And it was Jack Daniels, turning nights into stories since 18, whatever the year is. But the problem is they don't tell you that the middle of that story is then the officer put the handcuffs on me and it really hurts. And the end is I woke up in Smyrna without my pants. Thank you.
Rob Haynes, man, that was tough. That's tough. That's almost worth this Reed Will autographed picture quality.
Almost.
Not quite.
But now let's hear from... there's the mic.
Probably should use that.
Now Justin T.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is my name. It really is. Man, I love love these extreme beverages they got out now. I love it. I love a beverage that can ride a bike, can hang glide, and play a bitchin' guitar solo all at the same time. Hey, jerk, what are you drinking? A cola? Nerd! Wow, extreme cola. Our mom doesn't dress us. Bitches! Man, love that stuff. Love it. It's good stuff. And I speak Spanish, and I like going to Mexican restaurants. I don't like going to Mexican restaurants with my friends because they always put me to work. They're always like, hey, could you ask him to get me some more sweet tea? Could you ask him to get me a chimichanga? I need another quesadilla over here. You know what? Then I was like, why do you ask me to do it the whole time? Well, you speak their language. Yeah, they all speak English. You know, the waiter could come over to them and be like, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Ramon, and I'll be serving you beverages and also reciting Macbeth's soliloquy if you'd like. Could you ask him to get me more guacamole? God.
It's pronounced guacamole.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I didn't spend 5 years of my life speaking Spanish. Thank you. Appreciate it, man.
Wow.
Sorry.
Punch him in the neck.
You know, over his bilingualism. You know. He's got that bilingual attitude.
I really questioned my place in the evolutionary chain the other day. I choked on water. I know, like, you know, that's second into biting your own tongue and how stupid you really could be. Oh, I forgot to tell you that my set tonight is also got a sponsor, this Iron Comic stuff. I've got sponsor. I'm sponsored by Greasy Dick's Beer. Greasy Dick's Beer. Now try Greasy Dick's in the can. And after Greasy Dick's Beer, there's nothing more I enjoy than drinking a nice cool sake from a Japanese restaurant. And I was walking to a Japanese restaurant the other day, and then over the loudspeaker they were playing "You Dropped the Bomb on Me." We did. And I looked over at the Japanese chef, and he was kind of leering at me, and I was looking mean. And then I pulled out a mint, and everything was forgiven. Cultural boundaries were crossed there, people, and I love it. Thank you.
Wow. Justin T.
Wow.
This is going to be tough. Two very worthy contestants, both coming through in the clutch.
Wow. I don't think you can say that on the radio.
No.
With
your own clutch.
Don't worry, we'll fix it.
I've never came in the clutch.
Wow. Good sets from both of you.
It was actually very tough. Rob, you did fantastic. Just tremendous. I mean, and you could tell that it was your birthday. Just from the way that you...
Because he had that 50 Cent song playing.
You told jokes like it was your birthday.
You went.
You went like it was your birthday.
Go Shorty.
You went Shorty like it was your birthday.
Right. You know, we don't care. It's not
I'm birthday. White.
We're all white.
I'm black.
Now, Justin T. Started out excellent. The beer sponsor, I got to tell you, that made my nose a little runny. I was that shocked. I blanched.
Wow.
And I blushed so hard, I got a little runny nose now. But I thought it was it was visually interesting. And it was outstanding.
The great thing, you know, he's... talking about the Mexican restaurants and whatnot. He got a little pissed off there for a minute.
Yeah, a little bit.
It showed his Latino temper. Yeah. Which was interesting to see.
My pasión.
And the other thing about Justin I liked was he's sponsored by Greasy Dick's Beer, which means he took money from a corporation. He took money from Greasy Dick's, is all I'm saying. But,
Man, I've always loved Latino comedy. Everyone that knows me knows. Because Justin, he's like our own little Carlos Mencia. It's like if Carlos Mencia wrote, you would have Justin T.
It's kind of like latonomy, isn't it? Cool.
He's a cockatino.
But then again, Rob talked about lava lamps, taking dumps, dropping out of college.
Strip clubs
and Jack Daniels, and I have to tell you,
I mean,
I'm identifying with the people.
He pretty much covered all of my likes.
Yeah, I know. That's rounding all the bases right there, if you ask me.
So we got to decide who's going to win. We got about 20 seconds till 6.
Oh, crap.
And which means we'll be going 4 minutes over. But
oh, we got to wrap up.
We do.
Yep.
Well, we're going to. We got 10 seconds to go. So the winner is Rob. Happy birthday, Rob. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to Nashville Stand Up. I'm Jesse Berry. This is Chad Ryden. Go to NashvilleStandUp.com. Thank you. Two,
Radio
one.
This is Nashville Music City, your indie entertainment connection. Are you an indie entertainment looking for exposure? Send a CD, photo, and bio to 144 2nd Avenue North, Nashville, Tennessee, 37201. Send us your material, and the world is your stage on xradio.biz. Nashville Music City.